I'm Carla Pereira, KC1 HSX, and this is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news, features, and opinion from ARRL headquarters in Newington, Connecticut. For listeners who rebroadcast ARRL Audio News on repeaters, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to momentarily stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset. These are our top stories for Friday, February 23rd. The Amateur Radio Emergency Service, or ARES, will phase out the traditional ARES report forms later this year in favor of an online system called ARES Connect, a volunteer management, communications, and reporting system. The new system will allow information to be logged by ARES members and managed through the ARRL field organization. The advent of ARES Connect was among other highlights in the Amateur Radio Emergency Service's 2017 annual report released this week. ARRL Emergency Preparedness Manager Mike Corey, KI1U, said, quote, ARES Connect is a volunteer management system that covers event sign-up, reporting, and roster management. It does not change how ARES operates when serving a partner entity. It is simply a system that will make managing volunteers and events easier, close quote. Beta testing of ARES Connect will begin in March. ARES made changes to its report forms last year to make it easier to process information at ARRL headquarters and to standardize the format for all forms. ARES monthly reports have been posted to the ARRL website, providing regular information on amateur radio public service communication activity, the report noted. According to the 2017 report, ARES membership stands at 31,332, up by nearly 13% from 2016. The number of emergency operations events was up by 665 from the previous year, with 1,913 reported in 2017. The top three states in terms of ARES membership in 2017 were California, Texas, and Ohio. Reported ARES events amounted to 51,673 in 2017, a 4% increase, accounting for 718,930,000 volunteer hours at a calculated value of more than $17.3 million. As part of its educational outreach through the Education and Technology Program, ARRL will offer 3 sessions of the Teachers Institute on Wireless Technology this July. The week-long workshops will be held at ARRL headquarters in Newington, Connecticut, and in Dayton, Ohio. The Dayton session will be hosted by the Dayton Amateur Radio Association, or DARA. ARRL members in Louisiana have elected John Mark Robertson, K5JMR, as section manager for the next 2-year term of office that starts on April 1st. Robertson of Bossier City outpolled incumbent section manager Scott Wren, KD5DFL, 341 to 148 votes. Wren of Pineville has served as section manager since April 2016. Ballots were counted and verified at ARRL headquarters on Tuesday, February 20th. This was the only contested section manager election this winter. An ARRL Life member and radio amateur since 2008, Robertson currently serves as Louisiana Section Emergency Coordinator. He is a past president and board member of the Shreveport Amateur Radio Association and the current secretary of the Amateur Radio Club of Shreveport. He is also a director of the Louisiana Council of Amateur Radio Clubs Frequency Coordination, an active member of the Shreveport Digital Team, and a charter member of the Minden Amateur D-Star. The theme for the annual National Hurricane Conference, set for March 26th through 29th in Orlando, Florida, will be Improving Hurricane Preparedness. The conference will include an amateur radio forum. Some 1,500 attendees are expected. The amateur radio session will take place on Tuesday, March 27th at 1:30 p.m. Presenters will address various aspects of the amateur radio response to Hurricanes Harvey, Irma, and Maria. ARRL Emergency Preparedness Manager Mike Corey, KI1U, will discuss ARRL's unprecedented mission to Puerto Rico to support the American Red Cross in the wake of Hurricane Maria, considered to be the worst natural disaster of all time for Dominica and Puerto Rico. A National Hurricane Center representative will discuss the importance of amateur radio surface reports to the hurricane forecasting process. In DX News, an international amateur radio team that postponed a December 2017 de-expedition to the Spratly Islands now plans to be on the air in early March from Liang Liang Island, also known as Swallow Reef, under Malaysian call sign 9M0W, with CW, SSB, and digital operation on 160 through 6 meters. The team had to change its plans because the resort on Liang Liang Island, from which the de-expedition will operate, was closed from December until February. The Perseverance DX Group reports that it is firming up its plans to activate the protected marine area of Dusi Island from October 20th to November 3rd, 2018. The last Dusi Island expedition was VP6DX in 2008. Dusi is currently the 21st most wanted DXCC entity according to Clublog. The 2018 de-expedition would operate as VP6D. A team of 15 operators will be on the island for up to 14 days.
And now with this week's satellite update, here's Bruce Page, KK5DO.
We have learned that Adrian AA5UK will once again be operating as ZF2AE from the Cayman Islands, Grand Cayman from March 1st through the 4th, and Little Cayman from the 5th through the 10th. Watch for him on the HF bands as well as on satellite. He has two FT817 radios and an aero antenna. Adrian will be on many of the satellites. QSL Direct with an SAE or SASE, LOTW or EQSL. On February 16th, Jeff WB8RJY worked Jose EB1AO in Spain via AO91 at an elevation of only 0.8 of a degree for Jose and 0.6 of a degree for Jeff. The satellite has very good ears in order for this contact to work. Thanks to the AMSAT News Service for this week's stories. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO, for the ARRL Audio News.
I'm Steve Ford, WB8IMY, and this is the ARRL Audio News Propagation Forecast for Friday, February 23rd. We have a rather quiet sun at the moment with no visible spots. There is a hole in the southern hemisphere of the sun's atmosphere, and it's sending a blast of solar wind our way. However, it looks like Earth will only receive a glancing blow from this stream. With the sun being so quiet, the solar flux index is only about 68, and this means mediocre to poor propagation on all but the low HF bands. If you're participating in the RIDI version of the North American QSO party this weekend, you're likely to rack up the most points on 20 meters during the day and 40 and 80 meters at night. On VHF and UHF, watch for 2-meter band openings in central Michigan, western Pennsylvania, and western New York. There have also been reports of openings from 2 meters through 70 centimeters from central California north to British Columbia.
And that concludes ARRL Audio News for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL Audio News is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL Audio News, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.